This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the Taste of Home Winter 2025 issue. The first recipe is for a tuna noodle casserole. Ruby Wells of Cynthiana, Kentucky says, families are sure to love the creamy texture and comforting taste of this traditional tuna casserole that goes together in a jiffy. I serve it with a green salad and warm rolls for a nutritious supper. It's a four-serving recipe, and it uses the following ingredients: reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of celery soup, undiluted, fat-free milk, yolk-free noodles, frozen peas thawed, light water-packed tuna drained and flaked, diced pimentos drained, dry breadcrumbs, and melted butter. Now, these are the specific amounts. 1 10¾-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of celery soup, undiluted. 1/2 cup of fat-free milk. 2 cups of yolk-free noodles cooked. 1 cup of frozen peas thawed. 1 5-ounce can of light water-packed tuna drained and flaked. 1 2-ounce jar of diced pimentos drained. 2 tablespoons of dry breadcrumbs. 1 tablespoon of butter melted. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. In a large bowl, combine the soup and milk until smooth. Add the noodles, peas, tuna, and pimentos. Mix well. Pour into a 1.5-quart baking dish coated with cooking spray. Bake uncovered 25 minutes or until heated through. Toss the breadcrumbs and butter, sprinkle over the top, and bake until golden brown, about 5 minutes longer. Now, 1 cup is equal to 238 calories. There are 5 grams of fat, 2 of them are saturated, 27 milligrams of cholesterol, 475 milligrams of sodium, and 32 grams of carbs. That's equal to 6 grams of sugar, 4 grams of fiber. And there are 15 grams of protein. Then the diabetic exchanges are 2 starch, 2 lean meat, and 1/2 fat. Now, review the ingredients for the tuna noodle casserole. 1 10¾-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of celery soup, and it's undiluted. 1/2 cup of fat-free milk. 2 cups of yolk-free noodles cooked. 1 cup of frozen peas thawed, 1 5-ounce can of light water-packed tuna drained and flaked, 1 2-ounce jar of diced pimentos drained, 2 tablespoons of dry breadcrumbs, and 1 tablespoon of butter melted. Now we'll turn the page to a maple balsamic salmon recipe. It's considered a heart-healthy recipe. It's from David Crisco of Becker, Minnesota, who says, I have a few good recipes for family favorite heart-healthy salmon, but this one is always a hit. I serve it this way at least once a week and sometimes more. These are the ingredients: ruby red grapefruit juice, balsamic vinegar, maple syrup, garlic cloves, olive oil, salmon fillets, salt, pepper, and optional fresh thyme sprigs. Now, these are the specific amounts. 1/4 cup of ruby red grapefruit juice. 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar. 2 tablespoons of maple syrup. 2 garlic cloves minced. 2 teaspoons of olive oil. 4 salmon fillets, 4 ounces each. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. And fresh thyme sprigs that are optional. In a small saucepan, bring the grapefruit juice, vinegar, syrup, and garlic to a boil. Reduce heat, simmer uncovered for 5 minutes. Transfer 2 tablespoons to a small bowl, add the oil, and set the remaining glaze aside. Sprinkle the salmon with salt and pepper. Place the skin side down on an oiled grill rack. Grill covered over medium heat or broil 4 to 6 inches from the heat until the fish flakes easily with a fork, 10 to 12 minutes, basting occasionally with maple oil mixture. Drizzle with the reserved glaze. If desired, garnish with fresh thyme sprigs. Now, 1 fillet is 266 calories. There are 15 grams of fat, 3 of them are saturated, 67 milligrams of cholesterol, 218 milligrams of sodium, 10 grams of carbs, that's 9 grams of sugar, 0 fiber. There are 23 grams of protein. The diabetic exchanges are 3 lean meat, 1 half starch, and 1 half fat. Now, review the ingredients for the maple balsamic salmon. 1/4 cup of ruby red grapefruit juice, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, 2 garlic cloves minced, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 4 salmon fillets, 4 ounces each, and 1/4 teaspoon each of salt and pepper, as well as the optional fresh thyme sprigs. Now we'll turn to a recipe called Makeover Tater Topped Casserole. Scott Woodward of Schulzburg, Wisconsin says, "I love tater tots, and my casserole recipe is a delicious version, but I wanted it to be healthier. The experts at Taste of Home slashed the fat in this favorite dish while keeping all the tater tots my family loves. This 8-serving recipe uses lean ground beef, the 90% lean, extra lean ground turkey, frozen mixed vegetables, French fried onions, reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of celery soup, reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of chicken soup, fat-free milk, and frozen tater tots thawed." Now, these are the specific amounts. 1 pound of lean ground beef, and that's the 90% lean. 1/2 pound of extra lean ground turkey. 1 16-ounce package of frozen mixed vegetables, thawed and drained. 3/4 cup of French fried onions. 1 10¾-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of celery soup, and that's undiluted. 1 10¾-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of chicken soup, also undiluted. 1/2 cup of fat-free milk. 4 cups of frozen tater tots, thawed. In a large skillet, Cook and crumble the beef and turkey over medium heat until no longer pink. In a 13 by 9 inch baking dish coated with cooking spray, layer the meat mixture, vegetables, and French fried onions. In a small bowl, combine the soups and milk, spread over the onions, top with the tater tots, and bake uncovered at 350 degrees until golden brown, 55 to 60 minutes. Now, 1 cup of this dish is equal to 340 calories. There are 14 grams of fat, 4 of them are saturated, 44 milligrams of cholesterol, 657 milligrams of sodium, 33 grams of carbs. That's the equivalent of 4 grams of sugar and 4 grams of fiber, and there are 22 grams of protein. Now, the ingredients in review for the makeover tater top casserole: 1 pound of lean ground beef, 90% lean, 1/2 pound of extra lean ground turkey, 1 16-ounce package of frozen mixed vegetables thawed and drained, 3/4 cup of French fried onions, 1 10¾-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of celery soup undiluted. 1 10¾-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of chicken soup undiluted. 1/2 cup of fat-free milk. And 4 cups of frozen tater tots thawed. Now, the next makeover recipe is a makeover traditional lasagna. Shirley Behan of Littleton, Colorado says, "This recipe is so good that it's become our family's Christmas Eve tradition. It gets requested for birthdays, too." Now, Shelley's recipe is a 12-serving recipe. It uses extra lean ground beef, breakfast turkey sausage links, the casings removed, no salt added tomato sauce, that's the canned variety, canned tomato paste, minced garlic cloves, sugar, Italian seasoning, pepper, whole wheat lasagna noodles, eggs lightly beaten, cottage cheese, the 2% variety, reduced fat ricotta cheese, grated Parmesan cheese, minced fresh parsley, shredded part skim mozzarella, sliced provolone, and some additional minced fresh parsley. Now, these are the specific amounts. 1 pound of extra lean ground beef, 95% lean. 1 14-ounce package of breakfast turkey sausage links, the casings removed and crumbled. 3 8-ounce cans of no salt added tomato sauce. 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste. 2 garlic cloves minced. 2 teaspoons sugar. 1 1/2 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. 1/2 teaspoon pepper. 4 whole wheat lasagna noodles. 3 large eggs lightly beaten. 2 cups of 2% cottage cheese. 1 15-ounce carton of reduced fat ricotta cheese. 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. 3 tablespoons of minced fresh parsley. 1 1/2 cups of shredded part skim mozzarella cheese. 6 slices of provolone cheese. And some additional minced fresh parsley. In a large skillet, cook the beef and sausage over medium heat until the beef is no longer pink, drain. Add tomato sauce, tomato paste, garlic, sugar, Italian seasoning, and pepper. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat, cover and simmer for 15 minutes. Meanwhile, cook noodles according to package directions and drain. In a small bowl, combine eggs, cottage cheese, ricotta cheese, Parmesan cheese, and parsley. Spread 1 cup of the meat sauce into a 13-by-9-inch baking dish coated with cooking spray. Layer with 3 noodles, half the cheese mixture, 1 1/3 cups sauce, and 1/4 cup mozzarella cheese. Repeat the layers. Top with the remaining noodles and sauce. Cover and bake at 350 degrees until bubbly, 55 to 60 minutes. Top with provolone cheese and the remaining mozzarella. Bake uncovered until cheese is melted, 15 to 20 minutes. Let stand 15 minutes before cutting. Sprinkle with additional parsley. Now, 1 piece of this lasagna is equal to 349 calories. There are 14 grams of fat, 7 of them are saturated, 119 milligrams of cholesterol, 571 milligrams of sodium, 23 grams of carbs. That's 9 grams of sugar, 3 grams of fiber, and there are 30 grams of protein. Now, there's a little note up here on the picture that says the skinny. Lean meats and cheese lower in fat are the tricks to this makeover meal. 3 eggs may seem like a lot, but they help to firm up the cheese layer and prevent the dish from becoming watery. Now, review of the ingredients for this makeover traditional lasagna. 1 pound of extra lean ground beef, 95% lean. 1 14-ounce package of breakfast turkey sausage links, casings removed and crumbled. 3 8-ounce cans of no salt added tomato sauce. 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste. 2 garlic cloves minced. 2 teaspoons of sugar. 1 1/2 teaspoons of Italian seasoning. 1 1/2 teaspoon pepper. 9 whole wheat lasagna noodles. 3 large eggs lightly beaten, 2 cups of 2% cottage cheese, 1 15-ounce carton of reduced-fat ricotta, 1 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 3 tablespoons of minced fresh parsley, 1 1/2 cups of shredded part-skim mozzarella cheese, and 6 ounces of provolone cheese. In addition, there is some minced fresh parsley. Now, in this section on the makeover recipes, there's also a recipe for makeover pineapple upside down cake from Mary Lou Moeller of Worcester, Ohio. She says, both of my boys love this lighter take on a family favorite. Even my husband, who's a bit picky, asks for a piece in his lunch the next day. A side note for your reader, the pineapple upside down cake was one of the first things I learned how to bake in 4-H. So here's another makeover pineapple upside down cake. This one is a 9-serving cake. It's going to use butter melted, packed brown sugar, canned unsweetened pineapple slices, maraschino cherries halved, sugar, fat-free milk, canola oil, a large egg at room temperature, lemon extract, vanilla extract, cake flour, baking powder, and salt. Specific amounts: 3 tablespoons of butter melted, 1/3 cup of packed brown sugar, 9 canned unsweetened pineapple slices, 9 maraschino cherries halved. And it's actually 9 maraschino cherries halves. So I think it's 9 halves. 2/3 cup of sugar. 2/3 cup of fat-free milk. 3 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 large egg at room temperature, 1 teaspoon of lemon extract, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 1/3 cups of cake flour, 1 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt. Pour the butter into a 9-inch square baking pan. Sprinkle with brown sugar. Arrange the pineapple slices in a single layer in the pan. Place the cherry halves in the center of the pineapple slices set aside. In a large bowl, beat the sugar, milk, oil, egg, and extracts until well blended. Combine the flour, baking powder, and salt. Gradually beat into the sugar mixture until blended and pour into a prepared pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 35 to 40 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. Immediately invert onto a serving plate. Serve warm. One piece is 288 calories. There are 9 grams of fat, 3 of them are saturated, 34 milligrams of cholesterol, 172 milligrams of sodium, 49 grams of carbs. That's equal to 32 grams of sugar, 1 gram of fiber, and there are 3 grams of protein. Now, review of this makeover pineapple upside down cake. 3 tablespoons of butter melted, 1/3 cup of packed brown sugar, 9 canned unsweetened pineapple slices, 9 maraschino cherries halves, 2/3 cup sugar, 2/3 cup fat-free milk, 3 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 large egg room temperature, 1 teaspoon lemon extract, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 1/3 cups of cake flour, 1 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And finally, we're going to start at the beginning, as in for breakfast. And this is a makeover recipe for hash and eggs. It comes from the Taste of Home Test Kitchen. Loaded with red potatoes and corned beef, our version of the Diner Classic delivers fresh flavors with a healthy dose of fiber. This is a four-serving recipe. It uses the following ingredients: 1 large onion, canola oil, red potatoes, water, thinly sliced deli corned beef, pepper, eggs. These are the specific amounts: 1 large onion chopped, 1 tablespoon of canola oil divided, 6 medium red potatoes cut into 1/2-inch cubes, and that was about 1.5 pounds of potatoes, 1/4 cup water, 3 2-ounce packages of thinly sliced deli corned beef, coarsely chopped, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 4 large eggs. In a large nonstick skillet, sauté the onion in 2 teaspoons of oil until tender. Stir in the potatoes and water. Bring to a boil. Reduce the heat. Cover and simmer for 15 to 20 minutes or until the potatoes are tender. Stir in the corned beef and pepper. Heat through. Meanwhile, in a large nonstick skillet, fry the eggs in the remaining 1 teaspoon of oil as desired. Season with additional pepper if desired, and serve with a corned beef hash. 1 egg with 1 cup hash is 301 calories, 12 grams of fat, 3 of them are saturated, 239 milligrams of cholesterol, 652 milligrams of sodium, 31 grams of carbs. That's 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of fiber, 18 grams of protein. The diabetic exchanges 2 starch, 2 medium fat meats, and 1/2 fat. Quick review: 1 large onion chopped, 1 tablespoon of canola oil divided, 6 medium red potatoes, cut into 1/2-inch cubes, 1/4 cup water, 3 2-ounce packages of thinly sliced deli corned beef, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 4 large eggs. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I wish for you a wonderful day.